Blog Talk Radio.
Well, angels, it is our mastermind group, and Sue and I are here so far. We'll see who shows up. But you and I are talking about some amazing stuff that we want to do and create. And so let's talk about it, okay? And while the others come, if they come, if they don't, then we'll pray and then say what were the things that what's happened to us in our 30 days. Well, we're on day 23 now of the gratitude list. I'm so impressed with myself. I know. I have. And I was sitting there going, but what I realize, okay, and that I'm super grateful for is that it's better for me to do it at the end of the day, okay, because, you know, like around 5 or 6, 7 or 8, one time I did it at 11:59, okay.
At least you did it.
Right?
At least you did it. And you know what? If you don't do it one day, you just get back on the wagon and do it the next day.
There you go. Well, I'm going to share this with you. I was super grateful yesterday. I was looking for some stuff for my dog, her ear, and I put this on my gratitude list yesterday. And I'm looking up and, you know, trying to find it because, as usual, I can't find something. Has that ever happened to you?
Okay,
right?
Now wait a minute. Back up, because I was a little bit confused about what you were looking to find for your dog.
Eardrops because of her ear. She has an ear problem.
Oh, I
thought
you were looking for earrings, like drop earrings.
I was looking up for the earrings. That's good.
Why are you buying eardrops earrings for your dog?
Well, I do see some crazy stuff. What?
Florida thing.
But so I was looking for some eardrops, and then I saw, and all of a sudden I heard an angel whisper in my ear, open your heart to receive more. It's like, what for you is that? Right, I'm opening my heart. I'd like to receive some more. What can I receive, right? And then I was sitting there going, huh, that's great. So I think it's a mind, body, spirit thing. I know the gratitude list that you have challenged me for, too. It's not even challenging anymore. It was like, three, let's do it. I was like, hey, all right, I'm in. And it worked. And here we all are. Oh, I see some good folks here. I see you. I'm seeing you. Okay. James, are you here? James, here.
Yeah, hey. I'm here.
Okay. Anyway, James, me, and you, and Sue. And James has been putting his gratitude list whenever he thinks about it, which is usually on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Anyway, I love James. You guys, the best hairstylist here in South Florida. He does my hair, and that's how we got to be such good friends. And Rumpel, I call him Rumpel Silkin because he's a last name that I can't even pronounce, and he calls me a nickname because. But James.
I think everybody should know Therese's nickname.
You are, okay, and I'm grateful that I have him in my life, okay, Peter? And he has been amazing with his intentions and creating stuff. I saw him recreate his whole life in a matter of 5 months, maybe. Lost it all and recreated it. And now he's recreating again. But and that takes guts, James, to do. I know, but what are your intentions right now? Oh, and he put his floor down. I said, I can help you. Oh, you were just causing more problems, he said, this weekend. Like, anyway, so we're so glad that he had, we're so glad that he had some little help there with all the angels. Archangel Michael helped him. It's all good. So, James, what are you grateful for? Or what's your intentions today? Talk to us.
My intentions today?
Yes.
I still need to find my path. I still need to find what direction I'm going in because I'm still not there.
Let me ask you a question. I'm glad that you said that because James feels that he is, and I'm going to say this because some people don't really understand it, but they can relate to this. Do you feel like you're supposed to be doing more on top of owning a salon and you want to do something more on a spiritual level where you're reaching people, correct?
Right.
Okay, good. Well, good. I'm glad you know me and Sue. And Keisha's on. I think it's Keisha. Hey, Keisha.
I am on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. It's a miracle. It's all good. So, that,
oh,
you're
all right. I'm like, oh,
Keisha's taking
not
us
again.
Up on this path.
I'm Hold thankful everyone can hear me today.
Good. James, you're looking for your another, not a new path, but a new something to add to or change, or it doesn't matter, right, where you're helping people grow and be more.
No, it
doesn't already
matter. It's just I feel like I haven't found my path. Like, doing hair is always something I will always do, but I feel like there's something else. I'm missing it.
Okay. Well, maybe it's at a pause moment. Because you're creating, it will show when you're ready to be shown. Tisha can tell us about that. Tisha, tell us about you, which great and what your intentions are, because she's had to wait sometimes so much that she feels like wants to kick that ass out of somebody. I'm sure. I know I do. Go ahead. Welcome. I'm glad
you're
here.
Sometimes I want to punch. Sometimes I feel sorry for myself. And then when that happens, I find music. I'm very much a music person, and then I listen to all the words, and then I find my spirit again. I went through horrific times, I think, and now it seems like everything is coming together. All the stuff, thank you to Tari, because I probably would have given up if it wasn't for Tari, but I believe so much in her and in the law of attraction and in God and staying positive. And also, I think Vince Lombardi, his speed, like never giving up, although he wasn't perfect because he did destroy his home life. But the speeches that he has, and if you take in everything, and whenever you're feeling really down, I'm like, oh, not again. Like, you know, I have to listen to Carry On again, you know, like just to push me up again. And, you know, that's a song. And I do it, and I'm like, I'm sick of me. And then I start, and I don't know if it's an ego thing, I start looking at other things, like I read, like, for every time you complain, there's a person who would do anything for that last moment in time, you know, and I always, every time I start feeling that way, that's how I put myself in. And so my man is not coming around and my career is not taking off the way I want it to. I'm living. And I really have been focusing on that. And everything seems to be coming in place. Maybe I'm in a really good mood. If everything falls apart, I might get a little rotten again. But again, I'm not dead. And I'm alive. So that's the way I feel.
Tisha, you're hysterical. James, I know, understands that better than most. Okay, because he went through that, the same thing. You'll be, James, I love you, man. You and Tisha are two people in the pot in that scene, in that arena. Guys, a little background on Tisha. She looks like amazing, like one of those housewives on, you know, she dresses exquisitely.
Don't say New Jersey. See New York. I'd rather New York.
New York.
Yeah, but all I can hear is Jersey.
I'm from Brooklyn. Actually, you hear Brooklyn.
I love that accent myself. But and she's got a triplet, set of triplets that she takes care of. How old are your boys? They're like 11.
My boys are 11 now, and they're amazing. And, you know, life is getting better. I'm trying to live a really truthful life. It's not there yet, but it's getting there. And really just trying to stay positive and believe. And every thought that I have, I know that the action that I take on that thought, that's the path. You know, so if I don't know which way to go and what's stronger, it's going to be however I act. And I know when I act against my will, things fall apart. When I act towards my will, and I kind of let go, that's when I see things happening. So that's what I'm going on.
That's beautiful. Let go, let God. And when you follow the highest vibration, he's really going to do some stuff with that. Then
I believe it. I mean, I do. I see it. And then when your career and passion kind of meets together, it's been great, you know. Now I got to focus on authenticity in my home life, and I think I'll be on the path.
Cool. Wow. Oh, that's great. Thank you. That's good. James, your intention is to find your path, right? And he's doing the class, I know, this weekend through you, Tisha, and a couple others, a few others, actually. It's an international class. I'll get with you guys in an email out about how we're doing that. And Sue and I were just talking about putting our dreams and goals out there, and I think that's her intention, and always be grateful. I know Tisha sends me her gratitude list just about every day because it's better for her to do it like that. And
Haven't been these last 3 days. So whatever I say today will make up for the last 3 days. I'm sure God will forgive me.
Well, that's okay. Well, James only does his on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We were joking about Jesus. He's got some good stuff.
Too much. I drive a lot.
There you go. See, what's your deal? What's your intentions today?
Oh, my gosh. So I've been kind of fighting with a viral flare the last 5 or 6 days. So I have really slacked on things, like I haven't gotten my spiritual room in order. So, you know, that's still something that's high on my list to do. And then also improving my health is high on my list. So I think my intention today is to just take another 6 day and just really do the things I need to do to try and make my body feel better. And then also on my list is I'm putting together some classes for angel coaches, and they're going to be dealing with, your vibrational frequency, why it's important, what it is, why it's important, and, you know, ways to maintain it. And then to go along with my angel coaching, I'm putting together another 30 days of gratitude. And then I think in addition to just writing down the three things that we're grateful for every day, we'll also have some coaching on why it's important to be doing that, and maybe sharing some of the positive things that have happened to people during the process of writing down the things they're grateful for and seeing how they grow with that.
That's really good. You guys, so one of the things that Kina talked about we're going to do is the 3 days of gratitude, but I'm also going to start dreaming of putting three things I'm dreaming about want to make happen. Gratitude and making things happen or creating things happen is so important. Tisha, you're seeing that more than ever,
mm-hmm.
because when you, and then I've got a few others that are out there, and we'll use your stories too if you'd like. To as well, because they're like, I've got somebody right now that just got her house and got created like this amazing life, and I've got another one that's just gotten his book published, and how he did that, you know, with the gratitude, and we worked with him, and all the stuff that you're talking about, if you like. So then the dreams and the goals coming together, but I never thought he could get it done, and he did. I never thought James could recreate his whole life, and he did, you know. And, I mean, I thought he could, but I thought, can he pull himself up to do it? And he did. And he's got the relationship of his dreams. He's got the salon. He's gotten rid of some things. And Tisha, the one thing that he told me is the old James, some of the new James, the old James stuff is biting him in the ass. So you have to handle your stuff. I get that, you know. So that's something that has really inspired me. So my intention is to create a great life with posting, doing the dreams and the goals together and the gratitude. That's what I'd like to start. And I may start it today, but I'll start it definitely May 1st. My other intention is to really, Angel Coaches is getting off the ground. And we're so grateful to Whitney, who, by the way, her mother-in-law's in the hospital, so she's saying a prayer. We'll say a prayer for her because she just texted me a bit ago. But Whitney and Sue have been amazing in getting all this stuff together. Whitney with the IT, she's an IT person. I never realized how good she is. But she's, man, with the ideas that she has and the dreams that she has and what she's implemented and putting in place for Angel Coaches, it's going to be so easy for us to do, And that's my goal today, or my dream today, is to really make things happen, clean up some stuff that I need to clean up, also dreams and goals and putting those out there, not only for today, but for 1 year, 3 years, and 5 years. I mean, that's something that I'm working on. And I want to share it with people, because if I can do anything. And so I appreciate all you guys. You've made it so wonderful to work with and do this show. That was Sue's idea to get this started. And so here we are. All right, let's say a prayer. Let's say a little prayer for everybody. I'll start, and then if you guys want to add too, let's do it. No pressure. So,
I would like just to add on, Terry, that if we can pray. My nephew got the, in 6 months, will be going to Iraq, and my sister's falling apart about that. So I'd like to try to change that path for him.
Okay. Instead of changing the path, is he going to be okay? Let's say the highest and best good for him and what God has for him. How about that? Would that be good?
Okay.
You know, so.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Dear angels, dear God, dear spirit, and all of our soul families on the other side, and the light beings and the ascended masters and the causal place, I think we got them all. Thank you for being here with us and hearing what we'd like to create
and hearing our gratitude and thankfulness that we have. Thank you for everyone sharing their list this month. It's been amazing. Thank you for James as he's finding his path, and we know you're helping him. And it doesn't feel like he can't find it. It feels like that he's finding it. It's just not showing up right now the perfect way, but it's perfect in the timing. And thank you for that. And thank you for him sharing his relationship with us. It's amazing, and I so appreciate it. It inspires me. And thank you for Tisha and what she creates and what she's doing with her business, with her home life, and with her boys, and all the things that she's looking to create. And thank you for helping her do that and helping her nephew stay on his path for the highest and best good that you, God, and the God, the connection to God inside of him, finds the true path for him to be. If it's in Iraq, if it's not, just keep him safe and make sure he's on his true path for the highest and best vibrancy that he can be on. And thank you for Sue. She inspires us all. I just love her. And I love all you guys. And thank you for helping her get better, feel better. And thank you for her helping her with her spirituality, her room, her classes, and the goals that she set for herself. And thank you for helping me for the intentions that I put out there. I am so eternally grateful for bringing the people together to make Angel Coaches, create Angel Coaches to rock and roll and take it out massively around the world. And we say amen, and so it is. You guys have anything else you want to add before we get off the show, get off the call? Do James? Okay, Tisha? All right, everybody, amen. All right, good. Amen, everybody. Take care. Much love. And amen. I know, James, I love you, man. Sue, I want to talk to you for about 5 minutes, okay, so I'm calling right back. Tisha, James, I'll call you. James, I need an appointment.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right. All right, bye, everybody.
Sorry, no hair appointment for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, call me then.